Jerry Bader Show 1035. We've gotten a number of emails from listeners who I believe are in the 65 plus demographic who are outraged at the notion of testing for the elderly in driving. While they're not responsible for most of the accidents anyway. I didn't say they were. I said it's reasonable to believe, though, that as you get into that 65 plus, 70 plus, 75 plus, that you be retested. As for the cost, I agree. That's why I, you know, having this burden be put on the government, I don't know, is a good idea. Some type of certificate from a private operator is interesting. I don't have the answer. All I'm saying is getting your license for life is ludicrous. And no, I don't think it's a small and unimportant issue. I didn't say it's the most important issue in the world, but it's also not a small or unimportant issue. No, we're done, Jason. We're moving on. And everybody's an expert on what you need for your bus driver's license and commercial. I will get the information on that. But Jason's not going to put anyone else like that on. Yeah, I know. We have... everybody's an expert, so I'm going to get the actual information and then I will share it with you. On to other things. One of the things that was very surprising to me was how the Democratic conference held strong during the defund shutdown in the Senate, in the U.S. Senate. There are a handful of vulnerable Democrats, blue dogs as they're called, who could face real challenges at re-election over Obamacare. Their voters probably aren't going to like it. That's why Ted Cruz thought he could pick off, he and Mike Lee thought they could pick off five or so of them and actually defund it. But no, Harry Reid held strong. Now you are seeing cracks in the Democratic wall when it comes to Obamacare. And in hindsight now, this seems obvious. They weren't going to crack to Republicans. They weren't going to be the ones to blink. But once the shutdown was over, now they're going to admit what a train wreck Obamacare is and that they don't want their fingerprints on it anymore come election time. Democratic leaders in Congress and Mr. Obama have defended, as the Wall Street Journal writes, the minimum penalty of $95 in 2014 as crucial to inducing uninsured Americans to sign up for the coverage. As the system by which you sign up has proven to be a disaster, just a disaster, is now you have Democrats saying, well, maybe we should delay this. Maybe we should withhold this. You know, push back the individual mandate. The problem with pushing back the individual mandate is it's the backbone of everything. That the young insured jump on board and pay really for everybody else. That's the problem. And you lay that bare if you push it back. That's the naked truth. They know that. But Democrats also don't want to get saddled with this. They don't, well, wait a minute. Hey. No, I don't want to be responsible for you, so now it's cracking. And it really does make sense in hindsight now. They weren't going to fold during the process where they were taking on Republicans, but now it is cracking. Here's the other thing that so far is only on the Republican side. That is calls for Kathleen Sebelius to resign over the Obamacare fiasco. That Health and Human Services Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius, resign. She's not going to do that. Paul Ryan, the latest high-profile politician, to call for her to step down. These calls are growing louder. So far, though, they are only on one side of the aisle, which means she probably won't. Here's the case that I'm going to make. She absolutely should step down. She almost certainly will not. Politico pointed this out yesterday, and I agree. I think President Obama will wait till the bitter, bitter end before he asks for or accepts her resignation. Now, things could get a lot worse. The disaster that is Obamacare could be revealed to be even a bigger blunder than it looks like right now. And she really has stepped in it. She made light of the issues at first. She went on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart and made a complete fool of herself. I mean, she thought it was all in good fun. She was being ridiculed. And Democrats are very upset with that. And privately, there are likely, I don't know this, but privately, there are likely some Democrats who would like to see her step down. Here's why almost certainly President Obama cannot do that. That would mean confirmation hearings in the Senate. That would mean that Republicans could relitigate Obamacare. That would put Obamacare on trial. The confirmation process would be about Kathleen Sebelius's failures, the Obamacare's failure, and almost nothing about the new nominee. And when you did get around to that new nominee would be pilloried. Well, do you stand by this idiotic program? Do you stand by this debacle? How are you going to fix this debacle? There is no way in hell President Obama wants to expose his administration, or really himself, to that type of scrutiny, because that's what it would be. Republicans would salivate at the opportunity, just absolutely drool at the opportunity. Who can blame them? It would be hot, hot, hot. It'd be the hottest show in town. That's what it would be. And they know it. So does President Obama. However, there's got to be a tipping point, because this guy's MO is to throw, Jason is losing it over there, throw people under the bus. That's what he does. I mean, no matter how close you are to him, if you become a liability, you're gone. However, he has understood when, even if he would rather not, he has to hang on to people. Eric Holder. Eric Holder became a huge liability. He sweated it out, and short attention span public moved on to other things. I'm guessing he thinks that's what he can do here. But if this continues, if the problems grow and don't get better, then almost certainly he's going to be faced with replacing her. And then what? Then you've made it even worse, because you hung on to her and hung on to her and hung on to her, and now you get rid of her. And now you have to face basically Obamacare on trial in the Senate. So what does all this mean? I think he's going to hang on to her. I don't think he's going to force her to resign now. And I think it would have to get really, really, really bad before he would ask her to resign again, because he just doesn't want to face that trial. Speaking of President Obama, a great Paul Henninger piece in 3 minutes. I'll share it with you. 10:44.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.